Alana Glazer wants you to know she's ready to be seen as the real Alana, and not Alana Wexler, the freewheeling character she made famous on Comedy Central's Broad City.
There are a lot of differences between Alana Wexler and Alana Glazer. You are going to be shocked as well as impressed. Like, for example, Alana Wexler obviously wakes and bakes. You know, she wakes up with a bowl betwixt her breasts from the night before. And she gives it the old one-handed, oh, yeah. Alana Glazer, on the other hand, wakes up, takes her vitamins, and then I get high.
The Broad City co-creator, writer, and director is moving on from the character she created, a young millennial figuring things out in the big city, and she's coming out with her first stand-up special. But don't worry if you're a fan of Broad City, Alana Glazer still dances around, slips in and out of voices and impressions, and sings, so you'll still recognize her. And she's still a vocal advocate for women, body positivity, and healthy sexual expression. Alana Glazer joins us now to talk about her new stand-up special, The Planet is Burning. Welcome, Alana.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you so much for having me and also helping me self-actualize through that intro. I was like, oh, yes, that is what I'm trying to do here.
Yeah, and how is that going, becoming or maybe returning to Alana Glazer?
It's hard. This year was hard. Also, returning to Alana Glazer and also thinking of myself as an individual entity when it comes to my work compared to with my Broad City partner, Abby Jacobson. It's just been hard. You know, it was my whole 20s, Broad City. And it's it's hard, but like, you know, it's life is hard. So it feels like the right time. I'm 32. It feels like the right time to be building an individual identity.
And in Broad City, for those who haven't seen it, you and Abby Jacobson, your co-creator, you're both these young, single women, kind of scattered, fair to say, sometimes, right, in New York City, just trying to figure out life.
Yeah, and free to mess up, especially like the pre-Trump seasons. I'm like, dang, these girls are free. They are free to just, they're just freewheeling. You know, they're not really, they're like angry at the man or whatever, but they have the space. The world of Broad City is the space for these young Jewish girls to mess up and be messes.
And a lot of that centers around your relationships or your attempts at relationships. But in this new special, you open up about this new phase of life, which includes you being married. And you talk about some of your discomfort with that, and especially with the word husband itself.
Husband just sounds like wasp drag coming out of this Jewy mouth. I'm like, oh, my husband. Yes, my husband and I, we took a little ride upstate to Bedford to review some property, but nothing quite suited us. Oh, don't worry, we'll find something.
Why does it feel so uncomfortable, Alana?
Oh my gosh, this is really tripping me out. You're like truly helping me understand myself, Sarah. Thank you. Thank you, NPR. You know, when you were just saying like about in Broad City how it was like about relationships, I was thinking kind of, but like the romantic relationships were kind of a joke compared to the real love between Abby and Alana. And I don't know why it's so uncomfortable. I've been with my partner for 7.5 years, and even partner, I'm just like, I really prefer to say my dude. I've been with my dude for 7.5 years, but it's still like weird because I guess it just feels so grown up.
You seem to be kind of trying to come to terms with sort of real adulthood in this new special. Why do you think that's so hard?
You know, I think Abby and I were really much more serious and worked so hard during this time that like the fun that we had was the show. It wasn't like I was really doing the things that the character was doing. So now I'm like, did I party enough during that time?
Do you feel like you missed out?
I do feel a little bit like I missed out on mistake making. Abby and I were such like good students. So I'm like, why didn't I just like let myself be a little bit more of a mess? And I know in the special, as I listen to it, I'm like covering my mouth like, oh, my God, like that's me. You know, I'm really not used to seeing myself be myself in that way.
You've called your new special The Planet is Burning. And I guess that refers to what our political moment and probably to climate change.
Yeah, I think people like think because of Alana Wexler and Broad City, I'm like this like sort of happier, more up person. And I am, but it's like I'm kind of an optimistic nihilist because like while we're on the planet, why not have fun? But it's literally burning.
So the government is on fire and so is the planet. The planet is on fire. And the mean dinosaurs in office just don't seem to mind. I think they want us to die because they're about to die. That is the ultimate FOMO.
So, you know, you're touching on some serious things there, obviously in a joking way. And you have used your platform and aside from your comedy to engage in political activism. You've started the Generator Collective, a storytelling project that encourages Americans to share their own stories about how public policies affect them personally. What are you hoping to accomplish with that?
That's right. So what like we're trying to accomplish with Generator Collective is to just lower the barrier of entry to talking about politics. And it should be something that we all feel like we have our hands in, a part in. You know, voting, like, it sucks when people, like, vote and they're like, this is going to do nothing. We should really feel like our vote counts, and it really does in a lot of cases. So our goal is to lower the barrier of entry to discussing politics, and also in 2020, we're looking to empower people to vote.
So is this a big part? We've talked a lot about growing up, but the Generator Collective, your political activism, is this kind of part of the next phase of the more grown-up Alana Glazer?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it is.
What else are you learning about yourself as you move onto this new stage?
I am learning that I have, that I've been, like, suppressing my anger. You know, with Broad City being, like, me and Abby's, like, breakout project. It's not even like a project, you know what I mean? We played so many roles on it. I'm just like, that was our lives or whatever, but that's what allowed us to sort of enter this industry in a legitimate way. And that was a 10-year climb from our web series to the final episode. And I just have like anger. I've been like so like grateful and thank you so much for this opportunity for like so long. And I'm just like, I'm angrier than I've been allowing myself to see. I have like this fire in me that I was, like, sort of not seeing was part of my light. And also, like, in Broad City, like, I played the light character and Abby played the darker character, and I'm sort of embodying that darkness more.
You mentioned exploring your darker side. In this new comedy special, you tackle some serious topics, like the Holocaust and the rise of white nationalism in the U.S. in recent years. It's all in a joking way, of course, like when you poke fun at Nazi haircuts. We have a clip of that.
They figured out the gay haircut 70 years in advance. How'd they do that? Did the Nazis have a time machine? Honestly. They, like, time traveled to 2015 Williamsburg, Brooklyn. They were like, oh, this is it. Yeah! Oh, we're going tight on the sides and long on top, boys. Let's go.
So obviously you're joking there, but you spend a lot of time talking about kind of where we are in this political moment. And how do you think about what it's okay to joke about?
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know, dude. Like, you know, I start that whole Nazi bit about, like, being in Hebrew school and how young I was exposed to the Holocaust and how, like, Jews are really, like, taught about the Holocaust so young. It's just my experience, I guess. Like, that bit was, like, a scary bit to do. But also, I feel like when something feels scary, it's not necessarily wrong. If it's getting laughs and there's, like, a connection between me and the audience, then it means that we're all needing this right now.
That's Alana Glazer. Her first stand-up special, The Planet is Burning, will be available on Amazon Prime Video on January 3rd. We reached her at the NPR Bureau in New York. Alana Glazer, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Sarah. You taught me a lot about myself. Thank you very much.
Happy to help.
Thanks.